Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Guardian 96.9 FM with Let's Talk Together. Et bonsoir tout auditeur auditrice qui fréquente sur Guardian 96.9 FM avec animatrice Fanon Lady T. Good evening, everybody. Again, I am so sorry that I am late, but to God be the glory that I'm here with you guys. My show is sponsored by Sans Bear, the best. So be sure to stop and grab Sans. Well, the pink Sans is actually my favorite, okay? Today I'm going to talk about the shanty towns. Everybody know, we've seen in the news what's going on, what's happening in Abaco, and right now something is happening in South, North, is it South, in Eleuthera. So I just want the community, the Haitian community, to know what's happening, because most of them, the majority of them, don't read the newspaper. If they miss the news, then they have no idea of what's going on in the country. So that's why the show is here, to educate and inform the Haitian community so they can know what's going on in the country, which is very important because we all live here. So it's important to know. Communauté haïtienne, bonsoir tout le monde qui branché connia, c'est animatrice Panou Lady T. Today I'm going to talk about the, let me start in English and I'm going to just translate it in Creole. Now we know that in 2018 it was a petition with the shanty towns in Abaco where they went to court and the Supreme Court justice would have been what, Cheryl Grant Thompson, right? Cheryl Grant Thompson. She made her final ruling in the matter where she said that the government needed to get approval from the court in order to demolish the shanty towns in Abaco. I think the attorney for that at that time was QC Smith, Fred Smith. He was the one that represented the Haitians in the shantytown matter that would have happened in 2018. And then in 2020 was where she made her ruling. And I think they have to go back to court in November. And then in November, the judge will make a final decision on the shantytown. So, communauté haïtienne, nous connaissons des... En 2018, il y a un problème avec Shantytown Abaco. Côté, il y a une court, un tribunal, et côté juge, il a dit que le gouvernement n'a pas de approval pour lui écraser Kayo. Pour lui écraser Kayo, nous faisons Abaco. Et qu'on y a que yo te gen sa nan 2021. Men kon yam kwe nou gen pou nan nan court. Gen pou nan tribunal nan mwa de novem nan. Nou pa konnen sa ka pa y fèt. We don't know what's going to happen. But I would advise you guys to embrace yourself. My intake at all of this, right? Is that I've been saying to myself, how could we let this get out of hand like this? That it's always been my problem with people, you know. They will never see something when it start. But when it comes to be a problem, it get out of hand, out of control. That's when everybody is shouting. Like, where were you when they first started? We understand that Doreen took place and, you know, where the Pigeon Peas town, when I went there in Abaco years ago, was a mess with all the shanty towns. We understood all of that had demolished, you know. Doreen took everything away. But then they started fresh again, where I think it was only, what, 10 homes when they went to court and they won the case against the government, QC Fred Smith. It was only, what, 10, 15 homes. Now, it has come to my knowledge that it's about 50-plus homes now. Since then, since 2021, I don't know, but is somebody getting paid or something? Because this is just not adding up to me. What is going on? Because to build a wall, you need a permit just to build a wall. I'm not even going to further that. Just a wall, you need a permit. But you can build in a matter of not even a year. You can build, what, 35, 40 new homes? Nobody's seeing anything? So no government officials, nobody live in Abaco? Those persons just live there by themselves? I don't know. What's going on in Abaco? Central and South Abaco, so somebody have to live there, right? Because the MP for Central and South Abaco, which is John Pender, said it's out of hand in Abaco. Why are you saying it's out of hand now? I understand you probably was not the MP back then because, you know, you just got in power. You was not the MP back then. But you were also a resident there. Must have seen something back then, right? I think we procrastinate too much on things and we just let it sit there. And when we can no longer do anything about it, then we see reality hit us, which is terrible. When will we act on things quicker? And to tell you the truth, the Haitians that live there, sometimes, and I was talking to my producer, right? And that's why, not all the reason that I'm late. But sometimes you have other Haitians that move out of these shanty towns and they give the shanty town to another Haitian. And that Haitian person is thinking, oh, okay, that's their place. That's their land. But if you are living somewhere, you didn't pay for it, you didn't do nothing legally, of course, it have to be a time where you have to expect the unexpected. Something have to happen. Because when I have my car, when I purchase a car, I have to get my car insured, I have to get my car licensed. If my car is not licensed, it's not insured, I cannot be on the road. Therefore, if I am on the road, I get in an accident, I'm sure I'm not going to win the case. Because as far as it is, I'm on the road illegally. Right? Communauté haïtien. Sabab di jodi ya. And I've always been saying this. Tout moun konnen koman, mwen toujou di sa. I do not support anything that my community is doing, my other community is doing. Let me correct myself. Illegally. Nothing. If you are living here, you illegal, you got to go. Or you need undocumented, you got to go. Or you need to do it the right way if you want to be here. If you want to build a home here, you got to do it the right way. Because if I want to buy a home, I can't just go and get it like that. Everybody have to learn to go the proper channels. Nou pa ka panse pou nou vini nan peyi moun yo pou nou fè sa nou vle. Sa pa bon. Si ou fè kay la nan peyi moun nan, ou ete nan peyi ya gratis ou pa peyi bil. Comment lot moun ka pay bill nan pay ya? Comment la santi? Ou même ou ete nan pay yo pa pay gas bill? Mou ka di ou ete gratis? But yet I have to go and I have to pay my light bill. I have to pay my NIB. And I have to pay my cable bill. I have to pay my water bill. I have to pay my mortgage. how do I feel? That you living here and you don't have to pay none of these bills. It's not fair to me. The only way we're going to grow is if we contribute to this country and pay our tax. That's how our country grew, by collecting taxes. And everybody have a problem with immigration, but I could tell you the work permit is what helping immigration. I think the work permits now is, what, $2,000 per person? That's revenue. It is time for us to start doing things the right way. You are live to Guardian 96.9 FM with Let's Talk Together. Indeed, your host, Lady T. We will be right back after the show. Mavi back. Merci.
Hanging with your friends, it's homecoming time again. Mashing crab and dough and slamming domino and sipping a sans. Sans, yeah. Refreshing and flavorful with the man and the boat on the label. Brewed right over here, a truly Bahamian beer. Sans beer!
Available at Jimmy's Liquor Stores or your favorite restaurants and liquor stores throughout the Bahamas.
Sans beer!
Do you know you can get your business cards designed and printed for as low as 18 cents a card? If it's a poster you want, you can pay as little as $6 a square foot. If your print needs are short or long run, digital printing, wide format, or print consultation, call the best. Call Printmasters. Printmasters' goal is to provide its clients with the highest level of personal, professional service at an affordable price. Our state-of-the-art technology also makes working together efficient and easy. Laminations, business cards, flyers, posters, window and floor decals are just a few of the digitized print services offered at Printmasters.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Ou pote boute 8 sans yo, epi sans apote l'argent. Ou tande bien, oui, kon ya apodri sans yo eme en vin pigou, lor retoune boute video pou l'argent nan n'importe nan 4 locations yo nan pays ya. On vient pas jamais douce comme ça, non? Et le bon pour l'environnement. Checkez-nous dans Internet, dans les médias sociaux ou bien dans n'importe location Jimmy's Wines and Spirits pour plus d'informations. Sans beer, distribué par Jimmy's Wines and Spirits qui font songer pour boire avec modération.
At a time when jobs are hard to find, crime is a concern, and Bahamians are uncertain about the future of the country, there is one paper you can rely on as your source of news and commentary. The Nassau Guardian delves deeper into the issues. We ask the tough questions. We tell your stories. If you haven't already, pick up a copy today. The Nassau Guardian, news and views that matter since 1844.
Did you know you can drink a Sans, plus earn money all while keeping our islands clean? You heard right. Our Sans bottles are recyclable, and when you return your used bottles, you can earn cash at any of our 4 bottle return locations throughout the Bahamas. So savor the taste of your favorite Sans beer even longer, all while keeping our islands clean and your pockets full. Visit our website or social media pages for beer bottle return info. And join Jimmy's Wines and Spirits as we work to keep our beautiful Bahamas clean, green, and pristine.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM with Let's Talk Together. Bienvenue. Tout auditeur et auditrice qui fréquence à Guardian 96.9 FM avec animatrice Panouan, Lady T. It is indeed a pleasure, and I am talking about the Shantytown issue because the community needs to know. Well, they have idea because they know what's going on their side, but they need to know what's going on, what's about to happen. Like I said, I heard that... they're going back to court in November. And whatever the outcome is, I hope that they embrace themselves and ready for anything. That's what the community haïtien parle pour qu'un pas de bagaille capable fait. Parce que if they ask you guys to move out, you're going to have to make necessary preparation from now. Because when you were there, you knew that you was there illegally. So you have to embrace yourself. That's what they put toute communauté haïtienne prepare tête yo pour ça capable arriver à Bako, on va connaître ça capable fait et même dans mais pour nous préparer tête nous pour qu'importe ça juge là pas dit qu'importe ça capable fait dans tribunal là par les monde qui connaît mais l'on fait l'on entre en côté inégal ou fait ca inégal automatiquement ou connaît et faut m'a arriver quand même. Okay? If it don't happen now, it will definitely happen someday. Anything that you do illegal, you have to pay the consequences. Ou bien pour payer conséquences là. C'est comme ça la vie, that's how life is. I'm late for my show today. Everybody knew I was late. My apologies. But definitely, I will finish this topic next week Sunday. Because ou besoin qu'on ait is here. Andy is here early. What time is it, Andy? Andy is here early. What? Oh, I have some more. Oh, I have some more time. Andy, I see you early, so I'm thinking I'm almost done. But Ubiz Mekona is up next. Listen, so I've decided whatever function that I'm having next time, it's going to be all sans. So people do not be jealous. I'm bringing sans to the Haitian community fully. So it's going to be all sans so that the Haitian community could know more about sans, drink some pink sans light, some regular sans, you know, all the sans product, push, crack. So we're going to just have a sans party. Okay, so who jealous and who mad, stay mad, that's their business. I'm just dealing with sans straight up, period. Community haïtien, est-ce que nous tendez, non, qu'est pas de bagay ma fè cognac, c'est sans map endorsé. Andy, are you listening, Andy? So whatever function I'm having, you just have the drink sans, okay? So you can't ask me for nothing else. No, I know nothing else. I'm not even going to call the names. Because you know, I know me. I'm not dealing with those things. Okay, Andy, you listening, right?
Yes, I'm listening, lady.
Okay, so it's sans. You're going to make sure... Stop by any sans location to grab your sans.
Sans the best.
That's it. The best. The only way to go.
All right.
That's what we're doing now. All the Haitian community is going sans strictly. Okay. It breaks my heart to say what I said, but it is reality. It's the truth. I coupe kem pour me dire samedi de Kaya Bakoyo, the shanty town of Bakoyo, mais c'est la réalité. Réalité. Et nous gen pour nous accepter ça, même si vous comprenez nous pas tant aimer ça, parce qu'il y a un pile moun nan Kaya, ou pas connaît ça que t'as fait, ou connaît Kaya, c'est un moun qui met Kaya, ou connaît juste ça pas ta privé ou pas ta mette dehors. Mais pourquoi on dit ça, non? Pourquoi on dit ça? Parce que nous prier, parce qu'avec bon Dieu, nous avons un bon résultat, même toujours dit nous préparer quoi nous. Pour qu'un pot de bagay kap fèt, ok? Que t'en prépare cause, ou gen fami ici, ou gen fami dans l'autre zile, et chache pour zamyou. And something else with Blackwood, right? Spanish Wells and not a Luthra. They has implemented a 1-year ban on building in Abaco. And I also understand that they had launched an investigation in the development in the shanty towns in Blackwood community in Eleuthera. My thing is this, but why now though? Again, why do we wait till things out of hand to address the situation? Why can't we just attack it whilst it's fresh? And the majority of those persons that live in Blackwood, I've been there, trust me, I've been there, and everybody knows how Spanish Wells people go. I've been there. I always used to go there because my aunt works there. So I used to go there from young. and they work for the people in Spanish Wells. I'm telling you, I've seen this, I've witnessed this over and over again. And they've never had a problem with those persons living there because they work for them. It's them who give them work permit. Because the majority of people that lives in Blackwood are there legally. I'm not talking about housing-wise now, please. I'm talking about having their documents. They work for the people in Spanish Wells. So, what is the problem now? Why are we just realizing they building so much homes now? We allow them to do it.
Also, why do you have to wait the last minute to do that though? Because I believe that at the time when it happened, someone have to see it.
Well, nobody ever see anything in this country.
All right.
They only see it when it's out of control, and that's always been my thing. I'm gonna be real. I'm gonna be truthful. I'm not gonna hold anything back. Nobody sees anything. Yes. As of somebody's probably, I don't know if somebody's probably, I wonder if what's going on. I don't know.
Yeah. Someone is
or something.
It.
I don't understand what's going on. Nobody sees nothing until it's out of control right. Completely. Why? So my thing is, I was thinking when they went to court and the court ruling, hey, you cannot demolish the homes in Habaco. So I was thinking we could probably put a fence around the ones that already was there so that they wouldn't build anymore, right? Because that was the ruling of the court. They're not supposed to build any more homes, shantytown in Habaco, only for the ones that were already there. So how is it they build over 30-something homes in less than a year?
Maybe you don't.
They only had about 15 or 10 there when they went to court.
When they build those house, they only do it on the nighttime.
Must be
on the dark.
Well, even in the dark, authorities are still around. In the night, police are all over the place. So I just don't get it. You can't even build anything in the night anymore.
This is all my concern.
You need your permit.
I know someone is behind it. Whatever happened, someone is behind it.
Well, I can't say that for a fact. I can't say that. I'm only assuming. I can't say that. I have no proof of that. I'm just assuming because it's just happening so fast and it's just being so out of control. So I can't say that. I have no proof that anybody is behind it. But I'm just like guessing, you know, what is going on. Like, I'm wondering, is ghosts around? Nobody lives there? Is Habaco there by itself with no authorities?
No
government officials?
Yeah.
What is going on? I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I'm going to be real. Okay, is it my time to go now? Because I feel like you're running me, eh? Oh, Lord. My producer, Wally, is running me. I can't believe that. I thought you loved me. Thank you so much, guys. You have been listening to Let's Talk Together, sponsored by Sands. Where are we going? All Sands, and we really appreciate you. Merci un peu pour tout le monde qui t'a écouté émission. To all my listeners, I will be back next week Sunday. Do enjoy your evening. We have You Need to Know is up next with Andy 360. So stay right here to Guardian 96.9 FM with fresh news, smart talk all day. Un poco cuesta pa' ici, moi, yeah. Un tema con Jeremy, moi, yeah.